Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Chance. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kralik. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jack Kralik. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Mudcat Grant. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo strikes out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins takes first base on ball four. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a fly ball into right field. Chance settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance takes first base on ball four. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Batty for a passed ball. Chance moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Allison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards short. Virals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall bunts towards the mound. Kralik fields it and throws to first for the out. Allison moves to second. one out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 1 in the game. Houser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kralik moves to second. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. Kralik moves to third. Houser moves to second. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allison scoops it up and throws to first, with Grant covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Grant reaches second base with a double. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals hits a fly ball into right field. Chance settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rollins hits a line drive into right field. Chance settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allison juggles the ball. That's an error on Allison. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Allison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Allison reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-0 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allison scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. Batty hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kralik hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Kralik reaches second base with a double. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kralik scores. Hauser moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Davalillo hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hauser moves to third. Two outs. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Chance hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hauser scores. It's 4-1, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Castro pinch hits for Mudcat Grant. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro takes first base on ball 4. Zoilo Verals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verals is 0-for-2 in the game. Verals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Perry now pitching. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitfield hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Alves hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alves moves to second. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Kralik hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Alves moves to third. Brown moves to second. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hauser hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Hauser reaches second base with a double. Alves scores. Brown scores. Kralik moves to third. It's 6-1, Indians. Bill Plyce now pitching. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Davalillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 3 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hall hits a line drive towards the mound. Kralik reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Chance strikes out. 1 out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 3 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 2 in the game. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Johnny Gorrell pinch hits for Bill Plyce. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell hits a line drive into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Whitby now pitching. Jerry Zimmerman now catching. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Alves takes first base on ball 4. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-1, Indians. Jim Rowland now pitching. Al Smith pinch hits for Jack Kralik. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Houser hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-4 in the game. Davalillo hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Al Smith now playing right field. Don McMahon now pitching. Bob Chance now playing first base. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-3 in the game. Verhals hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-4 in the game. Wagner is hit by the pitch. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wagner. The throw from Zimmerman and he is safe. Wagner steals second. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Chance is called out on strikes. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-4 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don McMahon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMahon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Askew now catching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Allison is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.